With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump hosts the heads of two nations at the White House today as they sign a peace treaty.
Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought for nearly four decades for control of the Karabakh region, known internationally as Nagorno-Karabakh. But President Trump says the two countries' leaders will sign a peace deal Friday at the White House. U.S. officials say the deal includes a major transit corridor, which had been a hang-up in peace talks. It's now to be named the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity. Trump writes on his Truth Social site, "Many leaders have tried to end the war with no success, until now, thanks to Trump." Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James as part of an investigation into whether she violated President Trump's civil rights. The subpoenas seek records related to a lawsuit James filed against the president over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. Israel said early Friday that it plans to take over Gaza City, a decision that was taken after a late-night meeting with top officials.
There has been a statement by the Prime Minister's office saying that the military will take control of Gaza City. So this is likely to lead to the mass displacement of large numbers of civilians. And also there was the approval of these five principles for the end of the war, which include the release of the hostages, also the defeat of Hamas, but also the creation of an alternative civilian government that is not Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. And it seems that this is an indication of what the Prime Minister might be planning for Gaza once the war is over.
BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega reporting from Jerusalem. This is SRN News. Some new findings about Americans who attend church.
The poll was conducted by the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, and it reveals that while most congregations offer online services, only about one in four people who regularly attend take advantage of that service. Everybody else seems to want to be there in person. The report also indicates that volunteering and giving have rebounded since the days of the pandemic, with 50% of churchgoers volunteering their time and talents at least once a month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing network of madrasas, Islamic religious schools, are filling the gaps in Afghanistan's fractured education system. While public schools still operate in that country, they have their reach weakened by limited resources, teacher shortages, and decades of conflict. In response, many families now are turning to madrasas, which critics say are radicalizing a whole generation of Afghanistan's young men. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered a temporary halt to construction at the Immigration Detention Center in the Florida Everglades.
U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams has issued a temporary restraining order to halt further construction at Alligator Alcatraz. Under Thursday's order, the Florida Immigration Detention Facility can continue to operate and hold detainees, but workers are barred from adding any new infill, paving, or infrastructure for the next 14 days. Environmental groups and the Miccosukee tribe have asked the judge for a preliminary injunction to halt operations. A second separate lawsuit by civil rights groups will have a hearing scheduled for August 18th. I'm Jennifer King.
Dean Kane wants to join the U.S. and Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin says Kane will be sworn in as an honorary ICE officer in the coming months. Kane, of course, played the Man of Steel in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.